Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness.
And I'm Lola Holderness.
Lola's. There's three of us.
Lola's on the pod. Hey, Penn, I don't know if we told you, but Lola and I went to see Taylor Swift. I don't know if we mentioned it before.
Right. So you guys may have talked about it at every setting for the last 6 months. It's possible. Kim, you've talked about it. You've had mentionitis. Lola's mentionitis has reached this unbelievable level where I didn't realize how much there was surrounding this.
Right.
Holy cow.
So today we're going to talk about our experience at the Taylor Swift concert, some advice if you're going, but if you're not going and you're just curious about the just the experience and was it worth it, we have some stories about some fellow Swifties, some really cool circumstances around the concert, and yeah, we have our very special guest. I mean, more impressive than Taylor Swift, I would
honestly
say.
I think, yeah.
I would say Lola Holderness. To be clear, Lola, who got the tickets?
My cousin got the tickets. I mean, you tried, but you were a Ticketmaster victim, and my cousin thankfully was not, and she got such good seats.
I'm gonna stop every time Lola says something that needs a definition. Is Ticketmaster victim? Is that a term?
Oh, yes. Okay. So everyone, okay, this is like as big as the pandemic. Like it was, it was a big deal. Like
this is life for the teenager.
It was I'm serious. Like it was a big deal. Like everyone was like, so literally every American was on.
American.
I'm not even joking. Like people who didn't even like Taylor Swift were on Ticketmaster at the same time because Taylor Swift going on tour is a big deal because she hasn't done it since 2018. Uh-huh. Everyone in America was on the site at the same time, and so it crashed.
It felt
naturally.
Like it felt. Like
and so like a lot of people, such as mother, were victims.
Ticketmaster victims.
Ticketmaster victim.
Very
and
good.
It was a huge deal. And yeah, so.
So our niece. So to back up. Taylor Swift is a megastar, and you had to sign up for an email. You had to put in your email, and then you would, in return, find out if you were selected into a smaller pool of people, and you had to put in which shows you went. So basically, you had to get on a list to see if you could get on a list to get on a list to buy the tickets. We did not make any sort of cutoff. Our niece did, and she took pity on us. And so my sister-in-law and niece invited Lola and I. Penn, what was your reaction when you found out you would not be going to the Taylor Swift concert?
I was pissed. I am the second biggest Taylor Swift fan in this family.
Probably.
I love her. I've been following her since she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I loved her country music phase. I think that's still my favorite. I also,
no, I agree. I think
so. I mean, I think I told my friends, I'm like, this Red album is amazing. Mm-hmm. My college friends, I said, this Red album is amazing. And I was persecuted for it. And I don't care.
Because she's... Oh, sorry. You keep... Sorry.
you're good. I also think that she and like Ed Sheeran and a lot of other really kind of modern artists have taken live looping to this new level, mm-hmm. where if you listen to a Taylor Swift song, it's incredibly simple. The accompaniment behind it, it's a beat, it's maybe a guitar lick, it's a bass, but it just slowly adds, mm-hmm. and it's the same thing the entire song. The chorus, the bridge, and the verses all have the same accompaniment, but it's her voice that kind of wanders and travels, mm-hmm. and so that part of her is fascinating to me too. And I know it's a simple way to write, but I think it's also kind of a genius way to write.
Lola, how long have you been a Taylor Swift fan?
Oh my goodness, since like I can remember. I remember like jamming out to Mean in the Speak Now album in my dad's car like a very, very long time ago. Like forever. I've been forever, a fan forever. Yeah. I think Speak Now was like my thing when I was really, or whenever, I don't even know when it came out, but I just remember having memories of like screaming Mean, mm-hmm. in dad's car, and I loved, yeah, I loved all of it. I've always been a fan.
So I think it's important for everybody to know that I have interviewed Taylor Swift twice. When in my days at Inside Edition, after Lola was born, I went freelance and we were living in Raleigh. And so they would fly me to cover award shows. And there was an award show. It was probably 2008. I went to cover the Country Music Awards and then I think the American Music Awards. They were sort of back to back. So I'd seen her in Nashville and then in LA. And this was 100% her publicist, I'm sure. But I met her, and she was a teenager. And I met her, or very early 20s, and great handshake. She's super tall, lovely interview. And then I saw her maybe a week or two later, and she said, "Oh, hi, Kim." A lot of times their publicists will whisper in their ear, "Okay, that's Kim from Inside Edition." But the fact that she was so gracious and pretended like she knew me. She would, P.S., would not recognize me from anything. But even from that point, I became a fan, and I would watch her, just how she has cultivated a fan base is really inspiring.
That was before the Kanye scandal, by the way.
Yes.
2008.
Correct. Yes.
So that's a big deal.
You are our Taylor Swift historian, but I do want to hear, I'm going to lay out here in a second. I just want to hear about the experience, and you guys will notice, I know I said I was pissed when I didn't get invited. I'm so glad after seeing the pictures and hearing the stories, like it was meant to be like one of these mother-daughter bucket list moments. And I'm so glad that you guys got to share it.
I am too. And okay, first of all, for those that may not know, the Eras Tour, they're a sort of collection of her different albums. Just they all have very distinctive styles of music. And the Eras Tour features the different times in her life. And so fans like Lola and myself, we picked a different era, and the trend was sort of to dress from your favorite era. It's a 3-hour and 20-minute concert, and there's about 40 to 45 songs that span her entire career, which for somebody her age, who's very young, it's a very long career. I have to tell you, I read in Forbes that the Eras Tour could become one of the highest grossing tours of all time. It's a 52-day concert, and it could gross a minimum of $620 million, and she could keep about $500 million.
Whoa.
Yes, but since the $500 million estimate, that assumes that each ticket price is $215. But as we know, a lot of those tickets, not the resale stuff, but Ticketmaster charged a lot more. So the average ticket price was about $700. So her take could be $1.5 billion.
Just Taylor Swift.
Yes, I spent most of the time watching Lola watch the concert.
I knew every word to every song.
Every word to every song. And just the pure joy from her. And I looked around a lot and just looked at everybody was singing the words. The moms, dads, daughters. It is hard to find someone that people are that unified about. I mean, she could fart in a jar.
I'd buy it.
And you would buy it. And you'd be like, that's a Taylor Swift fart.
I think if there was a World War III, I think Taylor Swift fans would win. I'm not even kidding. She's like, if she was like
organize.
Hey, everyone, yeah. Go fight a war for me. I'd be like, okay.
Hey, Lola, will you tell us some of the things that people have? You said she could fart in a jar. Can you tell our listeners about some of the things that people have sold on the internet as keepsakes from the concert because of how much they love her?
Okay, so I saw this thing, and this person tried to sell contacts that have seen the Eras Tour for $10,000. And I am a contact wearer, and I asked my mom if I could do it, and she said it was a bad idea. But like the fact that like $10,000, like, I don't know, someone probably did not buy that, but like the fact that there's a possibility that someone actually would buy that is like so funny to me.
There were some really sweet traditions that have developed out of from the fan base, like trading bracelets.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
So I made about 20 bracelets and about like just different lyrics that I liked and different like eras. And then you basically, a lot of people had these bracelets on their wrists, and then you'd go up to someone who also had bracelets and be like, hey, do you want to trade? And you just hold out your wrist and be like, pick one you want, and then I'll give you this, whatever. And I had to initiate like all of the trades. Like, yeah, you definitely have to be kind of like extroverted to be able to do it, because I think a lot of people, I mean, they're strangers, like you're gonna be shy talking to strangers. But like, I was like, today I'm not walking out of here empty-handed, so I initiated like basically all of them. And I think it's like, if you have enough confidence to go and like talk to strangers, like it is so like, I don't know, it's really cool. And I still have all my bracelets, and I got some that were like better than the ones that I made, which is like really cool. And like seeing what everyone's favorite song was, and like, I don't know, I think it's a really cool tradition. And the tradition started from her song You're On Your Own Kid, and there's this one line that says,
I didn't know this.
Yeah, it says like, so make the friendship bracelets. That one line started this whole tradition. Like the fact that like she's that influential, like it's like, so make the friendship bracelets, take the moment and taste it. Yeah, so like, I don't know, it's like interesting how that one thing like made, turned into something like so big. So yeah,
there was also a girl, she had white jeans on, and she was handing out Sharpies. Do you remember that one?
Oh yeah, she was handing out Sharpies and getting people to sign their name on her leg. And I think that's,
did she have a cast?
No, like
she wore white jeans
and was getting people to sign it. And I've seen this on TikTok too. It's just like a, I don't know, it's a cute little community moment. And also I think it's inspired by her You Belong With Me music video, where she has that t-shirt with all like the autographs on it.
I think that's
probably what it's from, but like I think it's really cute. I loved that.
See, you were explaining these things and I just thought they were random.
No, they all have a backstory.
Behaviors of friendship, but these are all little bits and pieces of her lyrics?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's another tradition where, you know, Penn, you did a stint in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show is famous for these lyric call-outs. So, you know, the cast on stage says something, and then the audience
It can actually be quite annoying if you've never watched the show.
It's a little annoying.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not annoying, it's fine. But if you've never watched the show and your husband's on stage, I'm like, you're screaming. But there was, I would say there's about 6 or 7 times that the audience, I don't know how they all, but there are these sort of choreographed, synchronized call-outs.
Lola included? Did you know all the callbacks?
I knew all of them. And basically,
how do you learn about them?
TikTok. Like, okay so I know one of them was from, I don't remember who the singer was, but she did a song with this one rapper, and he had a line in the song. It's like, you forget, but you never let it go. And so obviously the rapper wasn't on stage, but when she said the line before that, like they finished it with the line that, I don't know the name of this guy, but
it's okay.
But anyways, like they stole it from like that song, just like make it kind of like the featured version. And then I don't know, it was just like random stuff. And I learned about it from TikTok. So
which era did you and your cousin decide to dress from?
So me and Ella went matching with Lover. And so I wore a blue top and a pink skirt, and she wore a blue skirt and a pink top. So we were like mix matched. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, like, a lot of my friends that went, they weren't really matching, but like they were still in eras, like they were in their own individual era. But me and Ella really wanted to be like as matching as we could. Mm-hmm. And so we had that. And then we had the little Lover heart, which is from her like album cover. Mm-hmm. And then you and my aunt, I guess you guys were red. I was really trying to get them to be Reputation, because Mom, you said you wanted to be like sassy, and I was like, okay,
I think sass. I was going for Reputation.
I think you could have passed for Reputation or red for sure.
So I wore a red sequiny skirt and a black top, and what I have to say, I loved. We went to her shows at MetLife and Stadium in New Jersey, and everybody brought it. The fashion, it was so much fun to see how everybody was dressed. They were, even the men who went had...
There was a guy with behind you in a picture. He had a cowboy hat that was... It was LED battery lit.
And we'll be right back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh my gosh, if you're on the floor, please do not wear a hat, because I didn't expect this because I'm tall, but everyone, like,
I couldn't see.
Yeah, my mom, my cousin, my aunt, they couldn't see because there's this girl in this like blue cowboy hat in front of us.
So we just couldn't see if Taylor, because we were on the floor again. My niece got an amazing seat, so we're 10th row on the floor. There was this one particular spot. Taylor didn't spend a lot of time there, but it was really annoying.
Yeah, it was like her entrance, like her, and a lot of the opening, like, because Ella loves Phoebe Bridgers so much. Like, I love her too, but Ella's like loves Phoebe, yeah. Phoebe Bridgers. And I think there was a part where Phoebe was just standing in that one spot and she couldn't see because of the hat, but then she moved.
I'm going to walk you through the day. Do you have questions, Penn?
No.
Okay.
I will later. I want to hear about the day.
The concert... Taylor went on stage at 8 o'clock. Opening act started at 6:30, and you just heard Lola say our niece chose, she wanted to go to this particular concert because she loves Phoebe Bridgers, and she was opening. This is her.
Phoebe's a great performer.
She's a
beautiful
performer. But that started at 6:30. Penn, what time would you think you would get to a concert?
Oh, me? Mm-hmm. What time would I get there? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to be part of the before traffic because I'm just sitting there for too long. I don't like to wait. I don't want to get there right when everyone else gets there, because then that's even more waiting to get in line. My move is I'll get there about 15 minutes after the main act has started. So I would get there at about 7:45, park and walk, and then get there. You know, I'd be there at 8:15. I'd miss the first few songs.
And you'd be fine with it.
Totally.
That's a terrible idea.
Well, no, then someone would say, I'd be like, what'd you miss? And they'd say, you missed these songs. And I'd like play them on my iPod.
Okay, this is
my iPod.
Not getting your money's worth.
So, what time did we arrive at MetLife Stadium?
Okay, so Ella and I woke up early for this. So we left at like around 1, mm-hmm. and we got
left
there.
Left the hotel at one.
We got there at 2 because the VIP merch opened at 3:30, and we really wanted to get there at 3:30 because VIPs get to be there for like an hour and a half more than the regular tickets, so you have basically a free-for-all for all the merch. I still did not get what I wanted.
I know. We'll talk about that.
All right, so you get there an hour before everyone else, and usually VIP, it's like there's a champagne lounge.
No.
And there's like free stuff. This VIP, you get there an hour early
to buy things
for the right to spend
money. Yes.
Additional
so
money.
This is Taylor is a genius.
Yeah.
So... my sister-in-law knowing that this was just such a big deal, she upgraded. We had good seats, but you could upgrade this VIP experience. And literally the only advantage to VIP, it was no champagne lounge or shade or anything like that. It was the right to be in line to buy merch. Here's the problem. And if you're going to go to the concert, and you can't help it because you get the tickets you get, but there's no limits on what you can buy.
Oh, so people just come in and
go in and they buy. No, it's not two, honey.
For the trucks, I think it's, I thought.
No. Remember, because we bought like four things. Oh. But yeah, there's no limits. So you go in and people are leaving with armfuls of stuff and then they don't replenish it. And so while I think everything is fine, the resellers are, they're selling it online at a huge markup. So I think Taylor makes millions and millions and millions of dollars off of her merch. But I sort of wish, like, there was this one sweatshirt Lola wanted, and it didn't exist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I am still happy with what I got.
Exactly.
Can I talk about my merch?
Yes.
Real quick. Okay.
And talk about, by the way, talk about how you have to, like, wash it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm actually wearing one of my merches right now. It's like
one of your merches.
Yes. It's the cream sweatshirt, and they only had it in a double XL.
Yes.
But that's okay because I love big sweatshirts. And then I also got the cream sweatshirt and the black sweatshirt. And so the black sweatshirt, they handed it to me and I was like, oh, because it was so, like, the lettering was so faint.
Yeah.
I couldn't even read, like, Taylor Swift on it. Like, it was the same, like, the, I don't know, the letters were the same color as the fabric. Yeah. And so I literally watched a bunch of videos on the way home, like how to get the color to whatever. Yeah. And I spent literally an hour ironing my sweatshirt so that the letters would show up.
Did it work?
Yeah, it did.
Parchment paper.
Yes.
Over
so
it.
Oh.
Basically, if you go to the concert and you get a sweatshirt that the letters are kind of faded, put parchment paper over it and then iron it like very like in sections. And you had to do it for a very long time and it did work. However, it's still not, I don't know. I don't think it was the best design choice, but I still am probably going to wear it every day before I die, until I die.
Uh-huh.
And also, Right. Also, I haven't washed any of mine yet because I've only worn them a couple of times, but I've seen on TikTok that before you wash, you have to, no matter what, iron it so that the letters kind of stick, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then you have to turn it inside out, mm-hmm. and you have to wash it in cold water on delicate, mm-hmm. and then you have to let it air dry,
mm.
or else it'll shrink and like the letters will break apart, which is a lot of effort for like a $60, $70 sweatshirt, in my opinion.
Yeah. So when, yes, and I love this journey. And you are going to, if you're doing it, I'm not
doing
it.
So it's
fine because it's not going to bother me because I'm not doing it. But I was going to say, gosh, in our merch store, our t-shirts we make, Lola, you don't have to wash inside out or iron. And
that's right.
Great. So, I mean, this is the one thing I think we have on Taylor Swift, babe, is that
there's definitely nothing else that comes to mind.
Well, let me make an argument on her because I love you guys.
You're not even
going
to give us the t-shirt?
Okay. No, what do you mean?
I'm giving you one thing.
No. Like, I think you guys' merch is great. Like, whatever. Like, go buy it. shop/Hornets merch, whatever. Okay. That's your plug for the day. Okay. Taylor Swift, like, going on tour, she's having three shows a week and there's such a high demand for all this stuff. Like, she has to be pumping this out like so much. And so she's probably had to settle for this company that can make it really fast, but maybe not the best quality.
Really?
Yeah, that's my guess. Like, how else is she going to get, like, there's no way she's going to get.
She's got a scalability issue.
Yes, because there's no way she's going to get this many quality sweatshirts and t-shirts. Like, she's got to settle for a lesser company in order to produce this much. Like, that's my theory. Like, there's no way she's going to have enough. I don't know. Like, she has enough money, but you know what I'm saying? Like, not enough time.
I was able to, Lulu and Lala came to the concert and they're my Amazing Race sisters.
I'm sad I didn't see them.
And I met them. And I was sitting there talking just while I was waiting on them to this a part of the crew that worked on the video displays. And he said that Taylor Swift, he said the first night she sold $4 million in merch and then the second night, $6 million. I don't know how they would have access to those numbers, but see, people wait for hours.
Yeah.
The line to buy a t-shirt is hours long.
And there is a reason, though, because she's smart, because she made certain things only available at the concert, so you can't buy it online. And which is so smart, because if everything was available online, no one would be waiting for this long.
Okay. Merch early. I want to keep her moving, because I want to hear about the concert. And if you guys have had a chance to see, if not, I just watch it. And you can even fast forward through my part. We did this thing called My Wife Going to Taylor Swift. And the first part is me and Kim just kind of poking fun at all the excitement that came from our house before it happened. But then we had some real kind of video, like raw video from the concert. And my favorite thing I've seen all year on our platform was the look on my daughter's face when she came out for the first time. It was, I would like you to tell me what was going through your mind. And then for those of you who are listening, I would love it if you took a second to watch this, because it was pure joy. And pure joy is sometimes hard to find on the internet. Fake joy is everywhere. This was pure, unadulterated joy. So Lola, take me back to that moment.
So her intro is like very iconic, and she starts playing very faintly some of her, I don't know, it's very faintly some of her songs, and these people come out in these, carrying these fan things, and they start fanning the middle of the stage, and then I don't know how to explain it, but then they cover the middle, and then she pops out of these fans.
Yeah.
And so I'd already seen this intro on TikTok, and the second they brought out the fans, I was like, oh my goodness, like, she's coming. Yeah. Like, because I have been a fan of Taylor Swift since I was so little, and I listened to her all the time. Like, when Midnights came out, I don't know if you guys remember, that's all I listened to was Midnights.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my gosh, like, I'm about to see the person that I look up to so much. And we were so close. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I was freaking out.
And we
out.
Were very close.
We were very close. And I was just thinking about how I was about to see my idol. And yeah, when she came out, I was like jumping for joy. I don't know. It was insane. And I wish I could like go back and like relive it.
It was as a mom, I didn't see Taylor Swift come out.
I was watching
Lola watch Taylor Swift come out.
Which, exactly like the end of The Amazing Race. You didn't watch that episode. So did I. We both watched our kids.
And the look, first of all, being a teenager is, there's a lot of fun. Lola has a lot of fun, but it's hard, right? She had just wrapped up her final exams.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's probably definitely contributed to it.
Yes,
to your relief.
To my joy.
Yeah. So she's such a diligent, hardworking student, and had just had a really, you know, hard academic year that she did amazing. And so I hadn't seen a lot of pure joy out of Lola in a beat.
It's been a while.
Just school and everything. To see basically, you know, an entire weekend. So it wasn't just, and you love your cousin so much and we got to spend the weekend with her, but just have that whole weekend of just joy. It was worth the price of admission. And I have to say, I saw Taylor Swift, but I mostly saw Lola seeing Taylor Swift, and that was
a pretty good show.
It was an amazing show.
That's also my aunt doing the same thing. I don't think.
Yes. Yeah. Laurie and I were both just recording our daughter's faces the whole time.
I'm like so glad I went with Ella though, because there are like a bunch of songs that we both resonate with and things like that.
What songs?
This is one song about like Taylor Swift's like grandmother and how she like passed away. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very sad song. And it's like, me and Ella lost our grandfather last summer, and we both were crying while she was singing it. And this is a song that like makes us cry outside the concert, and like for us to be together, like me and Ella to be together for it, was like really special. And so that was a good moment for us.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that
Ella was
there.
Thank you for sharing that. That's such a great tribute to Papa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a lot of anticipation leading up to this concert. Did it live up to the hype? That's what everyone wants to know.
Yes. And more, I think.
And more.
Yes. Because I don't know. I feel like the fact that we got there so early also contributed to it, because I got so much more excited just like stepping in the stadium, but yeah, I think it's so worth it. And like, I don't know, like I still every day go through all my little concert videos, and it's just, yeah, I think it was definitely worth it.
I will say, you know, I mentioned looking around and just seeing the culture that Taylor Swift has created. Lola did a great, she would see somebody trading bracelets, she would grab her cousin's hand and they would haul off to go trade bracelets. And so I got to see that side of Lola. I will say I had two stories I want to tell that about the our interaction with fellow Swifties. The first, we were at the concert and there were so many times, and I'm such a mom. I took pictures of it because Lola would hold my hand. I'm like, oh, she's holding my hand. And so I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. And there
was, your hand all the time.
I know you do. You're very loving. But there was a song that Lola put her arm around me and we were just sort of swaying and having a moment. And after the song was over, these sweet girls, they're probably 22, maybe 25. They tapped me on the shoulder and they showed me this picture they took. And it's Taylor Swift on stage and it's Lola with her arm around me, or with her arms around each other. And they just said, we just thought this was the sweetest. It was so sweet. We wanted to take a picture. I just know my mom would want a picture like this. And they airdropped it to me.
It's the sweetest thing.
And it was so kind that it brought tears to my eyes. And I'm like, thank your mother for me. I mean, it was just the sweetest.
That's not the only story that you have of goodwill, though, right?
So we're going to, I'm going to get to some sort of tips about the concert, but I'm going to talk real quick about departing the concert.
Oh, can I tell this?
Please tell this story.
Okay. So first of all, before I say this, don't listen to anything I say and don't make this prevent you from going because it's so worth it. And this is just our like unique whatever. So because the concert was in New Jersey and we were staying in New York, we had to take a train to get there, and it was quite a lengthy journey. And so first of all, everyone was stampeding towards this train the second that the concert ended, and we were packed in like sardines. Like they didn't have a real number of how many people could fit in. As long as you could
as long as you could fit you're in.
So the first train wasn't bad. We had our own seats, I was sitting down, it was good. The second train was from, we departed from Penn Station, or did we go to Penn Station?
We were traveling to Penn Station.
Okay, yeah. So you're traveling to Penn Station, and when I tell you, like, everyone was shoulder to shoulder.
Yes.
And we were standing up. And I'm a tall gal, and I also, you know, if you're a tall person, you probably know standing up for long periods of time is not great.
It's, I have a circulation issue, and I get,
yeah,
same thing.
And so, basically, that I was already kind of feeling a little dizzy because I was standing up for a while, and all of a sudden the train stops for like 20 minutes for, I think, because they're waiting for another train to pass so we can go. But the combination of me standing still and it was so hot and humid and there was no air, I passed out. Like I was I don't really remember it.
You said, I'm gonna pass out.
My face was white.
And then you started towards the floor.
Yeah, yes. I was on the floor. Anyways, I passed out. I was on the floor and I had no air. I was like fanning myself. And these really sweet ladies behind me, they were like, someone get her some water. And they were really sweet. They were like asking around for water for me, which is like such a sweet thing for a stranger to do, to like try to help me. And then the girl behind me, she like, lifted up my hair and started fanning my neck because she's like, oh, this is probably what's making her so overheated, which helped a lot because I got a lot of hair too. So it was just so sweet for those strangers to like be looking out for me, and they're fanning me like the entire time. Yes. They're like, are you okay? You know, all this stuff. And Swifties are just so nice. And I don't know, that was like a good interaction for me. And I felt a lot better. And
you just said Swifties are so nice. Swifties, that is
Taylor Swift fans.
That's Taylor Swift fans.
Are you living under a rock?
No, I know that. I just I'm asking you to be our glossary tonight. I know what a Swiftie is. I am a Swiftie.
Right.
I was going to add something.
Yeah.
So from my perspective, she says, I think I'm going to pass out. And I said, because we were shoulder to shoulder, so sitting down or falling, like you couldn't. So these women, they're like, she's going down. And they pushed people out of the way and helped her to the ground.
They were so nice.
And I was digging some water out of my bag, and they had already pulled her hair up. They were holding her hair up, fanning her neck. And, you know, so she's on the floor. And it was sort of dire. And I said, okay, you know, she's okay. We got, you know, we're settled. I said, we have to walk through Penn Station, and Penn Station's pretty busy. There's a lot of stairs. Yeah. And they said, we'll carry her. We got this. We got, mm-hmm. we can carry her.
Everyone take a limb.
And, you know, they're like, everybody take a limb. They're like, we could carry her. It's fine. And I felt like, you know what? People on this train, 1,000% would help carry her off.
Yeah.
She walked off. She was fine. It was, as a mom, it was pretty awful to see your kid hit the floor, but there was no better group of people to be surrounded by. And for that reason, I was like, oh, Taylor Swift did that. Yeah. You know, she created such a sweet, kind, loving fan base.
Yeah. And also I could understand how they could have acted annoyed that I was taking up probably three people worth of space on the floor. But they were like so nice, and they shuffled over and they stood a little more cramped than before, just mm-hmm. to, like, help me out. And it was very sweet. And if you're listening to this, whoever you are, yeah. I appreciate you so much.
Yes.
Lola, you said earlier on that if there was a World War III, that the Swifties would win it.
Yes, I stand by that.
And so the stories that I'm hearing from both of you and that I heard over the course of the weekend, it's making me think about this, not if there was a war, but we live in a world with a lot of factions mm-hmm. and a lot of corners that people get into and a lot of opinions that people have, and it creates discord, it creates discomfort, it creates anxiety. There's not a lot of wholesome, nothing but love, friendship bracelet groups of millions, potentially billions, that are out there. This seems very unique to me.
This experience with the picture and then with the sweet girls offering to carry my daughter through Penn Station, I think, to your point, Penn, right now you open your phone, you turn on the news, and you are programmed to sort of see and expect the worst mm-hmm. out of people.
And then go into a corner.
And it was really, it brought tears to my eyes so many different times to see the best out of people and know that we as a population of people can do that for each other. I don't know how those women vote. I don't know what their stance on any issue that I hold dear is, but it didn't matter. They were going to help take care of my baby. And so at the end of the day, this bad situation allowed them to show and they never hesitated. Like, this was the best. And so for me, it filled my heart with, like, oh, people, I have to remind myself, people are good. Mm-hmm. At their yeah. core, people are good. And we got to see yeah. that.
There was a divisive moment, not in our generation, but in our parents' generation, when the world was yelling at each other and they were mad and they were screaming, and there was a music festival.
Oh, Woodstock.
Where everybody got together.
Mm-hmm.
This is starting to feel a little bit like that.
Well,
in an obvious, I'm sure
in a more profitable way.
Yeah, I get that. But just the vibe. And maybe I should go to more concerts. I've been to concerts where I feel pretty good and I'm happy. But I've never heard of anything like this. With a full culture surrounding it.
We went to Harry Styles last summer.
Yes, I love Harry Styles. I was manifesting that Harry Styles would come on stage, which is very unlikely because he lives in England and he's Taylor Swift's and he's Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend. But I was, like, praying. Anyways, so it didn't happen.
Taylor Swift and Harry Styles are her number, you know, one and two for sure. And so somebody was asking, what's the difference? You know, how does it compare? Harry Styles was a great concert.
I already have a thing in my head of, like, how to compare them.
Tell me.
I think Taylor Swift's fan base is definitely more of a community.
Mm-hmm.
But Harry Styles, I think there's a lot more energy, kind of, because some of Taylor Swift's songs are sad, but that's okay. Like, I love her sad songs because, like, everyone gets emotional together. You know, it's definitely a community with Taylor Swift, but Harry Styles, he dances all the time. Like, he's jumping up and down. Like, I was jumping the entire time during Harry Styles, and like, it was just a lot of just dancing, being energy. Crazy, a lot of energy. And there definitely was a lot of energy at Taylor Swift. It's just, she's going through her eras, and it's, like, definitely it's a journey. And there wasn't as much of, like, the jumping up and down. I mean, probably because we were on the floor and that would have been catastrophic.
Yeah.
But it was more of, I think Taylor Swift's fan base is definitely more of a community.
So maybe you liked the performance of Harry Styles, but you preferred the experience of Taylor Swift?
I'm not going to compare my mom and dad because I think both of their performances I think both of their performances were amazing and I love them both and I genuinely can't compare
them.
They're
very different.
What have we been demoted to?
Caretakers.
Payers of the things.
I'll take
legal
it.
Legal guardians.
I'll tell you, they're great, of the rent.
They're great role models. I've actually loved seeing, first of all, Lola, you have so earned this trip and this concert. You worked so flipping hard this year, and I'm so glad that you got to end it with a bang.
Thank you.
But it's been, I mean, I think the two concerts that you've been very fortunate to go to are, I guess they're two of the biggest concerts in the world.
I also went to a Beach Boys concert with my grandmother. Don't forget about that.
And you like
that. I actually did love that.
Right? You did. You had a Beach Boys era.
No, I'm still in my Beach Boys era. I was listening to them like just
now. In elementary
school,
she was big into Beach Boys. I love the Beach Boys.
No, I was telling I'm still into the Beach Boys.
Okay, so here's some advice if you are going.
Got tips. I'm going to do mine really quick. Show up late and then just leave early.
Not getting your money's worth. Don't do it. Listen to him.
I would say you do have to get there early, like obscenely early, if merch is important to you. If merch is not important to you, you can YOLO it a little bit.
Well, I would say it is worth to see the openers, though, because there was this one opener named Owen, and he was brand new, and he was one of Taylor Swift's backup dancers, and he was like incredible. I loved his voice, and it could surprise you, because at first I was like, oh, who is this Owen guy? But he surprised me. Like, he had a great voice, and Taylor Swift knows how to pick an opener, so definitely please go see the openers.
No, I'm not saying
they're so
skipping
good.
The opener. I'm just saying.
But I'm saying a lot of people did. Like, a lot of people didn't start showing up until a little bit before, but I think it's so worth it to stay around for the openers. That's my opinion.
Check so it's a stadium tour, so check the stadium website in terms of allowances of what you can bring. If you're going to bring something over the stadium we went to, if it was over a certain size, like over this tiny wallet size, it had to be clear. But if it was clear, it could be as big as you wanted. So people had clear backpacks of stuff. But every
you guys had a pretty fancy purse.
No, I didn't carry that one. I carried.
Oh, you didn't?
Okay. Lori and I carried the mom bags.
Okay. The one that you guys used in the video was mine. I did bedazzle it, but you guys didn't use bedazzled one. Okay.
So bring sunscreen. So Lori and I, it was so funny. Lori had a ton of stuff because this is so her, but bring sunscreen. Some stadiums do not allow for external chargers, but we brought external phone chargers because our phones ran out of batteries.
Because of all of the...
Because we were there 6 hours.
Because we were there for... Yeah. I vote to wear comfortable shoes.
Yes.
3 out of 4 of us wore comfortable shoes, and there were a lot of girls limping to the cars afterwards.
Yeah. I will say your feet are going to hurt no matter what, because I was wearing really comfy Converse, and I mean, it's going to hurt, but Ella wore these really, really cute cowgirl boots, and her feet definitely were in more pain than mine.
But she said it was worth it.
No, yeah, but she looked adorable.
Okay,
so. Listen
to this. This is not, I'm not going to mention any names, and it was not our group. It was a different group who went to a different show.
Uh-oh.
They wore adult diapers.
Oh.
To the
like
concert.
The, like so the they, girl who, the astronaut who went to kill her boyfriend.
Yes, so they wouldn't have to... Yeah, Lola's looking at us like,
I'll explain
what?
That later, Lola.
That's another story. But so they wore adult diapers so they wouldn't have to leave their seats to pee.
Genius.
Okay. YOLO. My question was, you know, I've changed a lot of diapers, and if you pee in it, it gets a little heavy. And then what do you do with it? And then you're just sitting in your stink. Like, you're going to get a rash if you sit in your pee for that long. I decided I would just leave to go pee.
Yeah.
But I timed it. So I went right before the second opening act.
Yeah.
And then I didn't need to go until I got home. So I was okay.
Yeah.
I think that's really smart. I do want to speak on behalf of the adult diaper community because I've had parents and do have parents. They do a good undergarment will keep you from chafing or rashing.
Oh my gosh.
It has things to combat the abrasiveness.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends. They do well.
Yeah.
Depends, our new sponsor of the podcast.
I sponsored, what am I saying? I'm not.
Endorse?
I endorse. Definitely drink a lot of water really early in the day. And then I had to pee a couple times before the openers, but chug water because then you're not going to be crazy dehydrated.
Yeah.
You're not going to like want to like crave water in the middle. So early in the day, starting...
The
Yeah, starting the night before and the morning of, drink a lot of water and then just kind of stop around like two.
I guess. Our stadium allowed water bottles in as long as they were empty and you could fill them up at the filling stations. And so that was actually great. So we had those. Other than that, I'm trying to think what other...
Don't put Pepsi in a water bottle.
Oh, yeah. We put Pepsi in the water bottle and that flipped open and it sprayed everywhere. And that was the only time Lola was upset.
Sorry, why did you put Pepsi in a water bottle?
Because you have, in this stadium, that you can't just take the bottle in. They have to pour it into a cup. And so she's holding a cup of Pepsi. Uh-oh. And I said, oh, just put it in this water bottle. And it closed and the carbonation, it made it explode.
Yeah. It's like a Mentos.
It was okay. I got it all
off. It was YOLO.
I was only upset for like 2 seconds.
She was a little upset, but then we got over it. And, so transport, I don't know, different cities handle it differently, but this is in the New York City area. And it was a madhouse. We were in the gym on Wednesday of when we returned, and there was a dad also working out there, and he was at the same concert, and he said he was right on this aisle, and he said if we had left 15 seconds earlier we could have saved an hour of his daughters wanted to catch all the confetti, and Lola was looking for confetti, and that's fine, it's totally fine, and we were a little bit victims of this train that got pulled over.
Here's where Mr. Penn comes in.
Oh my gosh, Penn will leave early. He will leave anything early.
I would leave you. I would be an orphan in New York and you can leave
you
me.
You would be little orphan Annie.
Lola, I love you. How many times, you know how much I care about sports, how many times have we left a Canes playoff hockey game so that we could get home?
Okay, every single time earlier we do that, I'm always like, oh, I don't care. And I always go along with what you say. I'm so down to stay for the whole thing. It's always you.
Yep.
But I go along with it. If it's Taylor Swift, I can see Canes every year. They're going to come back every year. Taylor Swift, this is not... the Eras Tour is not going to come back.
What if I brought like some headphones and I played the song that she was singing in your ears while we... I know. I'm going to lose this argument.
You're not. You are.
I agree. And normally I'm down to leave things a minute or two early.
Yeah.
This was not... I mean, we had put a lot of effort to be there.
She passed out on a train.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
So that would have been... that's another reason I'm glad that you went, because I would have been... yanking them out of the stadium early. Only 5 minutes early. 5 minutes saves a ton of time.
That's the end song with all the confetti. Anyway, okay. This is why you didn't get to go.
Yep.
Lola.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life for us. So Lola, it was worth it? Passing out?
So worth it.
Getting sunburned?
Yes. My scalp,
her scalp. So we did put on sunscreen except for her scalp, and her scalp is a little sunburned.
She looked weird as shit.
I wore so much glitter that my theory was that the sun would reflect off the glitter. And honestly, it actually worked, and I didn't get burned except for my scalp. And also, I wore so much makeup.
It's because of the glitter?
Yes, it reflected. Also, it was like 5 p.m. and the UV is not very high at that point. Also, I wore so much makeup because I wanted some good, I wanted just to stay. And that kind of acted as sunscreen as well. Definitely glitter if you don't want to wear sunscreen. Glitter is the best option.
We did Uber on the way there, and the girls got out of the car, and there was so much glitter in this man's car, and I was trying to wipe it off, and I was like, Laurie, your Uber rating is going to go way down. There's so much glitter.
It's just part of the experience.
A crafter's herpes.
I know. Isn't I that told that term? To Lola and her friends, and
we were
out
in the car on the way home from something, and Ella was there too. Ella and one of my friends, and my mom was like... Guys, if you get herpes, it's just like glitter. You can never get rid of it, and it will always follow you around for the rest of your life. And I was like, I did not need to know that much about herpes right now.
Well, you're 16.
Honestly,
you should know.
You need to know about sexually transmitted diseases. This is the part where I embarrass my daughter.
Yeah, can we please, like, just not on the car way home with my friends, not talking about glitter.
They need to know, too.
So, Lola, I have one last question.
Okay.
Which song would your daddy have liked the most?
You would have loved her whole Red era. She played 22.
Yeah.
She played We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Yeah, I love that song.
You would have loved... Also, you would have loved Reputation, because...
Did she say Taylor can't come to the phone right now?
And I tried... Yes, no, I was like, oh my... I literally said, I was like, Dad would love this, because she said, Taylor can't come to the phone right now because she's dead. And my dad loves that moment in her song.
What about... did they do Vigilante Bleep?
Yes.
Oh. That song slaps.
Yes, I love that song.
So hard,
so
if you haven't heard it.
Every time me and my dad are in the car and play that song, we say, play Vigilante word, and then the Siri will bleep it out for us.
Yeah, it goes, now playing Vigilante. Beep.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Siri doesn't swear.
Lola, whenever you appear in our videos or in a photo, everybody says, "Where's Lola? Where's Lola?"
Do you want me to answer where I am?
Tell them where you are.
So I'm a very busy person. I play tennis. I'm in a lot of clubs. I'm very active in a charity in Wake County called Note the Pocket. You should donate. Anyways, Yeah, I got a lot going on, and I'm also taking some pretty hard classes, and so there's a lot of studying involved with that. And most nights during the school year, I don't get home until around 7-ish, and that's when you guys are asleep.
We don't go to bed at 7.
But like at that point, you guys are already wrapped up with videos and stuff, and so I just have a lot going on. And weekends, I probably have some kind of meeting or tennis tournament or something, and I would love to be in videos, but it just never really matches up, and that's okay.
Yeah. And so this summer, if you have more time, she wrote a blog.
Yes.
This year. So I think she has some other ideas for some blogs. Yes.
Was the lip routine blog,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
But if you want to, or if you want to do videos, but again, we don't force the kiddos into it. And
I just got a lot going on.
She's got a lot of really important things going on. And being a teenager, man.
I saw a comment on like one of your videos, and I was like, I have a theory that they put Lola up for adoption because they didn't like her or something. And I was like, that's just not true.
We tried, but we didn't get any takers.
No one wanted me.
Nobody wanted you. So
Internet.
Like, okay, fine. We'll keep you.
Internet, I want to thank you again for never letting me down.
Oh my gosh. Do you know that Lola?
Just when I think you can't be more bizarre, thank you for that comment. No,
there's a whole like chain below, and was like, yeah, like I agree, like something definitely happened to her.
So do you know that after Christmas Jammies came out, there's this whole theory that we were actors and then we weren't actually related?
Oh my god,
that you weren't my kids.
That's funny. I hired honestly actors. I wasn't there for the birth. I could be.
You were literally there.
I don't remember.
Well, you were one of the pivotal
people.
You know what I mean? I don't remember. You know, their theories could be true.
Well,
we got to keep the conspiracists thinking.
I will say, I'm just going to echo some things Zola said. She is working really hard. She is really busy. There is, for those of you who have teenagers, there are a lot of challenges and expectations because you're making this transition from high school to college. You always want to keep an eye on them and make sure that they're doing all right. And I just think that you've managed it with a lot of self-awareness, a lot of grace, and even a lot of humor. And I'm really proud of you for that. Like there's been some nights that I know you've been stressed out because there's been a test and you've come into our room right before bed and you've done something really funny.
Yeah.
And you've made us laugh.
Lola
and you cheered
had a
us
stage
up.
Where she would say name a vegetable and then she would act like
she would do, no, an, interpretive
I do an interpretive dance.
Dance.
It wasn't even vegetables, like name a thing and I'd do an interpretive dance.
But we went
based
down,
off
yeah,
the
we,
item.
We did a lot of vegetables. Like broccoli was the first
and
one.
This was, by the way, a month ago. This wasn't when she was six.
Yeah, no, this was a month ago. I don't know. It was just a random thing I came up with.
Well, I mean, look, you're a teenager and we are part of this world. We talk to doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists about like being as good as we can for our kids. And every time we hear about, you know, what should be done or what we should do, we do our best, but you just seem to be handling it incredibly well. And I'm mostly proud of you for just being aware of all of it, you know?
Yes. Thank you.
So well done.
Thank you, Father. Love you.
I love you too. Lola.
Yes.
I love you, Lola. Yes.
So thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I'm glad you had a great weekend. And then now like you've got a crazy day tomorrow again. Like just to,
oh,
it
yes.
Seems like,
you have to go to...
I've had such long days these past week and it's summer.
I know.
But it's okay. It'll be...
But then we're going to the beach. Then we're going to the beach.
Yes.
Okay.
Guys, thanks for listening. As Lola said, we do have a merch store. And thanks for
it's
that plug,
Lola. More quality
and by the way,
than Taylor's.
Nice plug.
Yeah. I mean, actually...
Yeah, it is better quality.
No, but I justified it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a reason why.
And if you've made it to the end of this podcast... Snap a screen grab. What is the thing you say?
I was trying to send it. Just if you just hit us up on Instagram.
Hit us up on Instagram and send a screenshot at the end of the podcast.
Can you comment on a podcast? Never.
So what happens is people will listen to it on their phone and then they'll snap and then they'll send us a picture in our in the messages.
Oh, that I feel like it should be.
And they'll be like, I watched the whole, or I listened to the whole thing.
I feel like there should be comments on podcasts.
So if we do a video, but we didn't do a video for this.
Oh yeah.
But no, we
just on like the app, the podcast app.
I don't think there were reviews.
Oh yeah, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
We'll mention this podcast on a Facebook post, and there might be a comment there.
Okay.
So, how's that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening. We're gonna go to bed, or at least Kim and I are. Lola's gonna stay up for an extra hour.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Good job.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.